You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
You know, years of this tortoise, and we've never actually explored the old girl yet.
Well, we never really needed to go much beyond the bridge.
Control room. At least if we're operating on its structure when it was originally a TARDIS. Let's not forget we are the Sonic Society, the world's largest running and longest showcase of modern audio drama, and this is episode 814.
At least I'm not that lost. You know, I started going through the same doors that lead to our quarters and the loo, and ended up crawling through this small conduit back here.
When you're operating with a machine with all time and audio space, you're going to find yourself in circles just to save on sound effects, if nothing else.
But if we're going to find this Mr. Crow character you mentioned last week and he didn't... He?
Last I'd heard.
Well, he didn't escape the same way he entered, and he's likely still here somewhere.
Logical deduction.
And unless he's hiding in the panels somewhere.
Not really his modus operandi, I'm afraid. No, you're right. He's most likely found himself in the transient dimensional spaces created in the TARDIS.
So, where do we start?
Well, Mr. Crow is one of the Eternals of the modern age, which means he's going to leave traces wherever he's gone. We can sniff out his signature with my sonic screwdriver.
Not the tricorder?
Sorry, Jack. Mr. Crow is a little too exotic for straight science fiction tech. And according to these readings, we should head Eastwind.
Eastwind? That's a direction?
It's here. The urban fantasy audio drama first episode is this way. Follow me.
If the listeners are half as lost as I...
Come along now, my friend. It all begins right here.
On the Sonic Society.
September 6th, 2021. Music. An orchestra. The sound resonates throughout the room. It's calm and otherwise quiet. A circle rotates on the TV screen. The word pause flashing in and out. The sun peeks from behind the desk curtains, making its way past computer monitors, onto the skin of a rather exhausted woman. It's the aftermath of a late night, and the beginning of the next morning. The door slams shut, closed to all prying eyes. Morning exercises. Convincing. Except for one thing.
Hurry the hell up and get ready for class.
Come on, I can't hear you.
Now.
Let's go.
Why did I forget to turn off the damn TV? The name's Esther. Esther Fay. Today starts a brand new year at Eastwind U. You may be wondering why the inner monologue... It's cheesy. Well, if I've got to suffer through school, you're suffering with me. Also, it makes me feel important, like I'm the main character of a story, and I'm just narrating my epic 9-2 adventure. What? Wait. You have got to be shitting me. Let's see. Oh, you may be wondering why I was freaking out earlier. Not to sound too cocky, but I'm a bit of a gaming prodigy. Somebody has taken my number one spot on the leaderboards. Of course, I can't let that slide, but my mom would kill me if I skipped school. I wonder what the specs are like on the library computers.
Downstairs, Esther plans to make her escape in stealth. The only thing between her and the front door is a few feet, but she had left her shoes in the living room. The door swings open. Esther is pulled, or, more appropriately, pushed, into the living room by a strong gust of wind. There her mother stands, Velvet Fay, examining her daughter, making sure she's presentable.
You clean up so nicely.
Velvet's control is strong, and Esther can't evade the spell. So she decides to accept her fate, returning to her phone. Velvet brushes off Esther's clothes, a levitating lint roller also assisting in the task.
Maybe this semester you'll try to apply yourself more, make some actual friends instead of those strange internet people, and participate in some extracurriculars. You know those will look good on your transcript. Yes, you will make new friends. You will participate in extracurriculars and become a more well-rounded student. Or so help me God, I will shove the wasted tuition money so far up your—
Mom!
What? I was only going to say no's. Honey, do you have any motivating words for your daughter this morning?
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Oh, you know how he is in the morning. Nothing can separate him from the newspaper.
Like me and a keyboard.
You just don't know when to give up, huh? Well, would you look at the time? Bye-bye, Esther. Have a good day. Remember, aim for a better year. Get those extracurriculars in.
The University of Eastwind, the top-rated school in the Commonwealth, only rivaled, on paper, by Acadia in San Lanesta. To be accepted here means you've accomplished something great, notable, or you are in possession of something great.
We, the faculty, are happy to have you here. For all our returning students, welcome back. And for those just joining us, be ready to have the best education you could possibly imagine. Eastwind University prides itself on accepting and teaching anyone, regardless of society.
Welcome to East U.
We believe you all have the potential to become great and
blah, blah, blah.
It is all around. That feeling. The presence. It flows with the air. Dancing through the old Georgian courtyards and bustling hallways. As soon as you enter the campus, you can't miss it. It's either a sense or, usually, something you can see. This university is not in a typical union of nations, but one of the arcane, the Commonwealth of Magic. Home to mages. New inventions and feats of the impossible are on full display. Esther makes her way to the campus map.
All right. My first class is magic history. Let's see. And X marks the spot.
A shimmer, creating a wave effect on the glass. An orb of light exits, leaving a trail of particles. It circles around her like a pixie spreading dust.
Hello, I'm the navigational assistant provided by the College of Applied Magic, patent pending.
Okay.
Which building are you heading to?
Humanities.
That's located at the northwest corner of the campus. Would you like any assistance getting there?
No thanks. I'm all right.
Well, if you ever need any help, please come again.
Hunting for your next prey?
No one is even worth my time.
Keep up that attitude and you'll be a one-woman act.
If that's to be my fate, then so be it. My presence is enough to carry the drama department tenfold.
Is that so? Such confidence must be a pleasure to work with.
Don't you have somewhere to be?
Ah, you're right.
Okay.
Our time together must regrettably come to an end. Until we meet again, my fair Reyna.
I told you that was... Yeah, seriously.
The man passes by Esther. Familiarity. That only one of them can pinpoint. Esther scans the room, searching for the best place to sit. Preferably away from the sight of a teacher. Being in a historic building means a lot of it has been left untouched. It adds to its value, its history. But it also means it sacrifices amenities and certain comforts. Although, that isn't a problem for some.
Yeah, this works.
All right, everyone, welcome to General Magical Knowledge and History. I'm Professor DeMarco.
Don't know. Don't cheating my way through. Smart thinking.
Already starting the semester strong. Okay, for today's lesson, we will learn about mage life pre-Gaia.
Gaia?
I'm glad you caught that. Pre-Gaia is before our time on Earth. Although mages have been here for a while, we weren't always inhabitants of this planet. Our history is very rich, with interesting events, and not many people know that. Truthfully, they're too busy with social media, but that's a topic for another day. I'm hopeful that this course will help you to become more conscious individuals in our society. Have a good rest of your day.
That was a big yawn. Excuse me, Professor?
Yes? Miss Faye, was it?
Yeah, that's me.
Esther grips the straps of her backpack. Firmly.
Esther Faye.
It's awkward, speaking to someone of authority.
It's all right. I get it. It would probably help to breathe. Now, what can I help you with?
Clubs. I'd like to join one. I deleted the email that was, you know, sent out, and I was just wondering if you had any info? Actually, I guess I could just look at the bulletin board.
Thriving to apply yourself, I see.
Yeah, sure.
Or your parents are making you?
Bingo.
Well, regardless of the reason for joining, clubs are a good way to spend your free time. Drama, music, student council, they're pretty self-explanatory, except for, I suppose, the combat club. I can't imagine it being entirely safe or operating within school regulations. Seems like that doesn't bother you, though.
Sparks and bodies flying everywhere. The smoke from fired-off spells fills the air. Battles left and right. It's chaos. Anarchy. To her, it's great. Esther, moved by it all, throws out a few punches herself, watching the spectacle.
Whoa. Badass.
Come on.
Badass is correct.
His build is imposing. He's tall. Taller than her, and she isn't short by the average standards. He is also muscular. Very. It's fitting for the club president.
Sign me up, coach.
Not so fast. Obviously, not everyone can join this club. Our members take this very seriously and have been training hard. You gotta prove yourself. Earn your keep.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
Force enough to put a hole in the floor if it weren't made of concrete. And by luck, the pole of the mop is sturdy enough not to break.
Earn my keep, huh?
Thank you. Esther stops mopping, knowing what the tune is precisely. Her feet have a mind of their own, leading her to the music. In the hallway, a man is playing a video that can be heard from his phone speakers.
Light of Dawn.
He turns around, confused, not expecting to be spoken to.
Union of Fables. Light of Dawn. Track 26 on the official soundtrack.
Yeah, it is. With such precise knowledge, you have to be a fan.
He is the same man she passed by entering the history class.
Fan? I'm a little more than just a cute little fan. I have 2,000 hours clocked in and the title of Grandmaster.
He's used to it, but Esther doesn't seem to notice the curious survey of the others in the hallway.
Do you play?
The gossip from the onlookers starts. They can't get too close, but are still managing to eavesdrop.
I'm afraid I don't. Video games really aren't my thing.
Now to Esther. It's apparent. Of course, he doesn't play video games. Compared to other gamers, especially those of her caliber, this man is too put together and clean. His hairstyle is perfect, any strand out of place intentional. His skin is blemish-free and has no eye bags to hide his hazel eyes. It's unsurprising that he draws attention. Even Esther is captivated. He lacks any of the telltale signs of someone who dedicates their life to this hobby. But she still is failing to realize something.
Ah.
Red tinting her face as the embarrassment grows. She steps back.
But, after seeing someone approach me so passionately about it, I have to give it a try now, right?
Yes! I mean, only if you want to. It's a really good game, though, so I don't think you'd be disappointed.
If the Grandmaster says so, it must be true.
I gotta go.
Wait! I'm Vincent, by the way!
To no avail, she's gone.
As quickly as she appeared.
Heavy steps along the sidewalk of the street. Head down, spirits low.
What the hell even was that? I'm so awkward. I didn't even get to introduce myself. I'm definitely on the fast track to becoming one of those strange internet people my mom always talks about.
The horn of a ferry blares, catching her gaze. The boat sails to the unoccupied island offshore. She's never been, and would like a chance to clear her head. The island is peaceful. So far, Esther has seen no one else, solely trees and wildlife. She travels through the forest. Eventually making her way to a clearing with a cliff and lighthouse. breathing in the fresh air. She relaxes. The environment makes it so easy to do so. Just her and her thoughts. The melody of nature. Animals scampering. Birds chirping. The ocean waves hitting the coast. And metal clanging. It's man-made. She's not by herself. The sound is coming from behind her. She looks up. There's a small boy at the top of the lighthouse, balancing on the railing, unconcerned about the danger he's in. He loses his footing, falling from high above. Instinct takes over. Esther lifts her hand forward, a current of wind expelling and circling the child, stopping his fall. She lowers him to the ground.
Are you crazy, kid? This is real life. There's fall damage.
He raises his arms, running around, imitating a plane. Confusion and disbelief across Esther's face. He could have easily met a very sudden end. And doesn't care in the slightest.
I was flying like a superhero.
Unreal.
It's no exaggeration how good the child's fortune is. Because had it been someone else there, he may not have been so lucky. Elemental magic is difficult to wield. And Esther doesn't have much practice. But she is a student at Eastwind University for a reason. The commotion was a distraction. Esther didn't notice anyone else, but quite obviously the island is not completely secluded.
Didn't try then.
They're not alone.
Episode 1. Strange internet people.
How long until the last memories fade? Maybe I should have tried a little bit harder.
Eastwind. The first chapter of the Teacog narrative series, created by WTS2. You can find the full cast list and crew in the episode description and on the official website, theconsequenceofgods.com. You can also find fully animated clips, the original soundtrack, and other content of the series on the Eastwind social media pages. Thank you for listening and for your support.
Could you see us looking at the pictures on the
wall? Replay this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. To save, press 9. For more options, press 6.
Flores Flowers, can I help you?
Sí. ¿Tienes rosas amarillas?
Not today, Mr. Diaz, but we have white, peach, and orange in the case by the window.
¿Qué?
Other colors. By the window.
Valentina, en español, por favor.
They're right over there, Mr. Diaz.
Ay, caramba, no tengo tiempo para esto.
Valentina, what was that?
Nothing, Mom. He wanted the yellow roses. I told him we didn't have any.
An inglés. You know, Mr. Diaz only speaks Spanish, like 90% of our customers.
It's not my fault no one in this neighborhood wants to assimilate.
Assimilate? This is Washington Heights.
Exactly. We're in New York City, not the Dominican Republic. And it's 1998, Mom. Get with the now.
Valentina, these are your roots. Tu familia.
I told you, Mom, it's Val, not Valentina.
Ay, Dios mío.
There she is, Miss America.
And now I need to go.
Huepa! Dani, mi amor! Thank you for coming in on your day off. Ay, ever since this 1-800 flowers started, I'm afraid to ask people to wait.
No hay problema, Doña Flores. The deliveries are in the back?
Ah, sí. Let me get them out for you.
Valentina, where are you going so fast?
Val, why is that so hard to remember?
Okay, Val, sorry. Cut me some slack, all right? I've only known you as Valentina for, I don't know, 16 years, so it might take a second.
Take all the time you need, Danny. By the time you get it right, I'll be long gone.
That's right. Off to Harvard on a full ride, thanks to that weirdo private school.
Mayfield Academy is an elite preparatory school for the next generation of world changers. But you wouldn't know anything about what it means to be elite, and you probably don't even know what the word preparatory means.
And here I thought there were enough uppity white girls in New York City.
Excuse me?
Don't get your panties in a bunch. I'm just saying. You all right? You can change the world just the way you are, you know.
Well, I doesn't make Forbes top 100.
The what now?
My friends are waiting for me.
Kick them to the curb. Hang out with me tonight. My tío Esteban just got a new Toyota MR2. Well, new to him. We can cruise, listen to Z100, see what the neighborhood kids are up to, or shoot hoops at High Bridge like we used to.
No thanks. I have a mixer in the meatpacking district.
A mixer?
But have fun bumping today's top 20 in the A&P parking lot. I'm sure it'll be crunk, yo.
Okay.
Bye, Danny.
Hey, page me if you change your mind.
Izzy, please tell me you're not wearing Birkenstocks at a social event.
What? It's just a school party.
This school party is hosted by Aura Tomlin. Do you have any idea how many eligible bachelors are here? Val, thank goodness. Someone with fashion sense.
Sorry I'm late. SAT tutoring session went so long.
I still can't believe you got Sebastian LaRue to tutor you. My parents couldn't even get him to answer his phone.
Maybe, because it costs him $50 a minute.
Oh, shush with your faux working class dribble. We both know your parents are shrinks.
Why I am so normal.
So normal that you wore open-toed shoes and an actual flannel to a party I was lucky enough to hear about, let alone get us invited to.
Isn't that the teen director everyone's been talking about?
Avant-garde film auteur Victor Thomas? Yes. Our families run in the same circles.
He's way hotter than he looked in The Village Voice.
Speaking of hot, there's Aura Tomlin.
She's so pretty.
Pretty? That is feminine perfection personified. Effortless divinity in a messy pony, mesh shawl, slip dress, and...
Is she wearing Birkenstocks?
Ha! I told you I was hip.
Guys, enough of this. Why are we hugging the wall like a bunch of wilting gardenias when we promised ourselves we'd be getting dates tonight?
Natalie, I know we all want to nab some boy toys this summer, but we don't really know anybody here.
And that is our problem. We're about to be juniors at Mayfield, and we're utterly clueless and completely inexperienced. We need to majorly broaden our horizons in the next 3 months, or we can kiss our shot at the popular table goodbye.
And here I thought I did that already.
That's not a lot of time, Nat.
Which is why I have a plan.
Here we go.
Each of us is going to lose our virginities this summer.
All three of us?
Yes. And we're going to tell each other every single gory detail. That way, we'll each get three life-changing experiences for the price of one. Perfect preparation for our ascension to the stuff of Mayfield legend.
I don't know.
That's actually pretty brilliant.
I guess it would be nice to have a place to sit at lunchtime, have people remember your name,
have status, respect.
There's only one thing standing in our way.
It's a little funny piece of skin called a hive.
Don't even say it! Thank you, Miss Valdez. Enjoy the orchids. I can do this. I can totally, totally do this.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Andrews?
No.
Is David home?
This is David.
Oh, David! Sorry! I didn't recognize your voice. I was wondering, if you might want to go to a movie? I know what you did last summer is playing and...
Who is this?
Right. Duh. This is Val. Val Flores from school. Russian lit. I sat behind you.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I have to go.
Okay.
Seriously, not cool, Danny.
Seriously, not cool? Says the girl cold calling for dates like a telemarketer. Do you even know that kid?
What are you even doing here?
Working. Which is also what you're supposed to be doing. Not playing desperation roulette with the gringo yuppies in your high school phone book.
As if.
You missed a good one on Friday. It was merengue night at Mama Juana's. Miguel tried to dance with Ana.
Oh, no.
But he was so drunk, he knocked her into this whole table of empanadas, broke the table clean in half.
No, I would have paid to see that.
Yeah, you should have come out with me. You're a good dancer, too, I remember.
Danny.
Oh, come on. Turn up the music.
You look ridiculous.
Yeah, because I'm dancing alone. Come on, dance with me, Valentina.
You're crazy.
Yeah, okay, crazy sexy, you mean?
welcome, can I... Holy crap. Blaine Davis?
Hey, Val Flores?
He knows my name?
Hey, man, you want some flowers or what?
Danny, it's fine. Blaine's from school.
Yeah, I just came to see Val. Sorry, am I... Are you two...
Yeah.
What? Him?
So why don't you keep walking?
As if. He's the delivery boy. Here, Danny, you can take these to Mrs. Gonzalez. Now.
Sure, right after I fill out the order form.
Quickly, please.
So, Val, I saw you at Ora's the other night, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you, so I looked you up in the phone book, but the only thing listed was this flower shop.
So you came all the way up here?
I called first, but the line was busy.
Yeah, well, Val's had a very hectic morning. Calling every boy
customer,
in your high school...
Customer! To let them know about a sale we're having. Not that I work here. My family does. I mean, it's one of the many businesses we own, so I was...
Jeez.
I was helping.
Oh, cool. So, I was wondering if you might want to go to brunch. I know a dope spot in East Village.
A dope spot for brunch?
Yes. Yes, that sounds great.
Cool, I'm parked right up front.
You have your own car?
Yeah, pretty dope, right?
Gringo yuppies.
Everything okay? You barely touched the locks.
The what?
The locks, you don't like it.
You mean, like, on the doors?
Oh, sorry, the, salmon ahumado.
Oh, smoked salmon. I love smoked salmon. Yeah. You speak Spanish?
A little. I spent a summer abroad in Chile. But you're from...
Washington Heights.
No, I mean your ethnic background.
Oh, I'm Dominican.
Ah, that is so dope. So you're what, first generation American?
No, my parents moved here when I was 4, so...
You're an immigrant.
That was loud.
That is... Wow, you are all that... And a bag of chips, Miss Flores.
I am?
Man, I can't wait for you to meet my mom.
You're... Hang on. Can we just rewind the tape for just a second? I'm kind of bugging out right now. You're the Blaine Davis that's going to be a senior at Mayfield, right?
That's the plan.
The same Blaine Davis who got a 1590 on his SATs, models for Italian Vogue, and has a house in the Hamptons.
In the south of France, but yeah.
That's what I thought. So, if you're that Blaine Davis, even if I'm this dope new Val Flores, what the hell am I doing here?
Like I said, I noticed you at the party.
You noticed me. Huddled in the corner with my friends, not talking to anyone.
Okay. You got me. I've seen you around school, too, and at games. Not too many private school girls play b-ball like you, and you're smart.
How do you know that?
You got into Mayfield through the prep school exchange program, right? The one that takes kids from underperforming schools and puts them in prep for free.
You read my file or something?
No. Mayfield's great. don't get me wrong, but the kids, ugh, they've gotten everything they've ever wanted their whole lives, and now they just think they deserve it.
Like you?
Yeah, like me. And the same goes for relationships. There's all these expectations, like dinner, vacations, tennis bracelets, promise rings. It's like you don't even know if you're doing it because you want to or because you're supposed to.
Sounds awful.
It is. And I just wanted to see if there wasn't something out there for me that was, real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that actually sounds kind of nice.
Val, does that delivery boy from your parents' shop drive a Toyota MR2?
Yeah? Why?
Because I'm pretty sure he followed us and is illegally parked out front.
What? Danny, what are you doing?
Making sure you're okay.
What? Are you crazy?
Look, I don't trust that guy. He stinks.
You don't even know him.
Yeah, neither do you. He just drives up to the shop out of nowhere in his Beamer with his boy band haircut and alligator shirt and
it's Lacoste.
Funky looking look. Whatever, it's lame. And then you just get in the car and take off with him?
He goes to my school, Danny. It's not like he's a stranger.
And what does he want with you, huh? A Fifth Avenue guy like that macking on girls from the Heights?
I'm sorry. Are you saying I'm not good enough for him?
No, I'm saying it's fishy, all right? Something's not right.
What, like he's desperate? Scraping from the bottom of the barrel or something? I get that you only know me from the block, Danny, but I'm awesome. I am really smart, okay?
I know that, Valentina. You're the most amazing girl in the entire world to me.
Wait, what?
Which is why I'm not going to let anyone mess with you, okay?
Hey, Val. Is everything all right?
Everything is fine. Danny was just leaving.
Please get in the car with me.
As if.
Sorry. Are you too sure you're not a thing?
God, no. Danny and I grew up together.
Yeah, pal, we grew up together, all right?
He's practically my brother.
I'm practically her brut. Wait, I am?
He's just having a hard time understanding why someone like you would be interested in someone like me.
Valentina, you know that's not what I meant.
Well, I am. I know we barely know one another, but you're unlike any girl I've ever met.
Oh, come on, Val. Tell me you're not buying this crap.
Well, you are totally different from any guy I know, for sure.
Really? His name is Blaine, and he shops at the Gap. I can find 20 of him right now in the Paramus Mall.
I was going to wait to ask you this, just so you wouldn't think I was crazy.
Crazy? Nah, Chris Farley is crazy. You're full-blown postal, my guy.
But you're smart, you're direct, you're funny, I think you're really special, and I would like to see where this goes.
You mean like...
You gotta be kidding me.
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, unless you think it's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon. You yuppie psycho.
No, I mean, yes, it's soon. It's crazy soon, actually, but I feel the same way.
You do?
Yes. Now let's go back inside and you can introduce me to some more weird food.
Okay, am I invisible here?
All right, you got it.
All right, I'm taking that as a yes. You better watch yourself, man. I'll stand out here like an idiot, fighting for a girl who thinks of me as her brother. Oh, hey! Can't you see I'm moping here? Yeah, stupid gringos.
And that's this week's show.
I thought we were heading for Eastwind.
We were, but you'll notice we also had to slide through Meet Cute's Summer 1998 Part 1.
We're not through that yet?
Part 2 is up ahead.
Did you know that 1998 is nearly 30 years old?
Sorry, Jack, can't hear you. The screwdriver's driving us further. La 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 la.
See you next time, everyone.
Be sure to check out the show notes on sonicsociety.org for both shows. Thank you.
Cinema production.